With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, so Kambuchi does. I want to know why you're such a, you know the word.
Doing his best, isn't he, at Macclesfield, working hard.
Is he? How, getting his head how is he doing? Because I can't imagine him.
Second bottom.
Good.
He took over them the day where they were finished.
They were second bottom.
He's come into the club. He's getting across his message.
He's mad. And that's not actually look. Mad's a pejorative.
That's a record. No.
No, hang on. That wasn't.
What
my
was
phone.
That?
That wasn't
less
my phone.
Less than a minute.
Under a minute.
That Incredible. Wasn't my phone.
That wasn't your phone.
No, it was your phone.
It wasn't, mine's in my pocket. No phone calls during the pod.
I don't make the phone calls, they come to me.
Okay.
See, it's like a pun, it was clever. Yeah. Timing. Hi.
Hello there! Is that you? Is that you? Father! Father! This! That's you! That's you, Demi boy!
Can you?
Was fine. Rich produce of the country.
You can't.
Father, that's you. Speak to me, boy.
Hello.
Is that you?
What do you want? Who is it?
Father. You be father. Is that me, father?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like me, father.
Is it not?
Flav, is that you? Flav?
Yeah.
Flav, is that you? Sorry, Flav. Sorry, mate. It's Declan. Declan Rice. Sorry, I thought it was talking to me. One of the lads over in Ireland. Don't worry about it. I'll see you later.
Is that all right?
And so
potatoes.
Yeah. Potatoes, is that bad?
I'm not sure.
It's not
about
racist
that.
Though.
You can't be racist to Irish people, can you?
Who said it first? That Keith Lemon guy, so it's fine.
Can you?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to One for the Weekend. The reason I did that phone call was because Declan Rice is officially, he's one of our own. He's one of our own. Declan Rice has finally been given clearance by FIFA. It's been approved.
Yep.
He's now English.
Yes.
Didn't used to be. He is.
You used to have to go through like, I don't know, registering your nationality at birth.
Mm.
Now it's just go for the FA.
I mean, he's called Declan. I don't think there's a Declan ever to play for England.
There's not more of an Irish name than Declan.
No.
That's that and Paddy.
Yeah. But he's been able to switch allegiance. 4 caps for Ireland. Of course, played at youth level for Ireland. But they were friendlies, so it doesn't count, does it?
When you sing the national anthem. Can't take on it.
Calm take, and there will be some calm
no,
takes.
No, can I calm take on this?
Yeah, go for it.
So I'll just go over it. He's not even that good.
I feel like you're a bit triggered about Declan Rice because people are saying he's better than Eric Dyer.
No, he probably is better than Eric Dyer.
Calm take.
That's not a problem.
Calm take for me there.
I'll give you a calm take.
Go on.
He's hyped up because he's from West Ham and he's playing all right. But he's a big fish in a very small pond.
Okay. I haven't seen enough of him yet. Calm take. I'm not going to make that call. If he is that good or not, but I fully expect him to be in the England squad next week.
I think.
How do you feel about that? You know, is he a traitor? He's playing for one club. You could say, you could call it a club, can you? And then he's and then he's just gone. No, I don't want to play for you.
Yeah.
Despite how the fans feel about me and the connection we've got, and I'm going to go play for the other club that's right next door to me that I hate.
Right.
Thoughts on that?
Calm take. He didn't realise he was.
It's a bit like Sol Campbell, isn't it?
No.
It's a bit like Sol Campbell and Arsenal.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar. Nothing against, nothing legally binding that means that he should stay at Arsenal. Just a calm take there
just
for
a
you.
Moral, there's a moral code, though, isn't there? And that's what
in this. So you're angry at Declan Rice then? Yeah. You seemed fine about it a second ago. I'm sure you just said that.
I don't think he realised that he was going to be as good as he is.
And then he just thought, well, I'll go for Ireland because they're playing international football. I can tell my kids I played for my country. And he's like, oh, Jesus, I'm quite good. I'm quite good and I'd rather play for England.
Now, Irish fans, they'll be screaming at us. And that's fine.
What difference does it make to them? What difference does it make? It's not. He isn't going to make them any better. He's one player.
I think he will.
No, he's one player amongst a sea of mediocrity, right? He's not going to get them qualifying for what?
It's an Irish sea of mediocrity.
He's not going to get them on his own qualified for a World Cup or the Euros, right? So what does it matter whether he plays for them or not?
No, but it's actually even more important for teams like this when you do have generally mediocre players. Those one or two who are of a higher level, you need them. You need them in your team, don't you?
Yeah, fair enough. But he's like, I'm not doing all this for all them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and play for...
Do you know what it is, mate? National allegiance, whatever, right? Cards on the table, Declan. You didn't realise you had a chance. You didn't realise you had a chance to play for England.
Yeah. Do you reckon like Gareth Bale wakes up every morning going, fuck, still Welsh?
No, I don't think he does. But I feel like...
Only coming back to Spurs?
I would like... Well...
Gareth Bale's coming back home.
You want him, do you?
Nah. I should get him outside, really. Is he getting outside?
Can I just like, find a thing on Declan Rice there?
Yeah.
I think this is it's a bit outrageous. I think friendlies... Or I guess also if you have the Nations League, there's going to be less friendly, so there's going to be less opportunities for people to do this. Mm. But I hope when Declan Rice gets interviewed, he goes, well, I didn't realise I was good enough to play for England. Just be honest.
Yeah,
don't go, oh, it's such a hard decision.
So refreshing.
Truth was, Gareth gave me a bell and went, oh, you were quite good actually, weren't you? yeah. I thought it was like an average centre back, but I'm actually a really good DM. Fancy coming over here? Really? Yeah, hang on, let me just pretend like I'm bothered.
Yeah.
See you later.
Does he have, when he speaks, I've never heard him speak, does he have an English accent?
Couldn't be more Cockney.
Oh, what the fuck?
Well, yeah, I mean, so is...
And actually, Ireland have been fucking nicking our players for ages. Andy Townsend is not Irish. Matt Holland is not Irish.
Clinton Morrison
is not Irish. He's like great-grandmother is half Irish or something. Like, you've been nicking our mediocre players for ages. We're having one of yours.
Can't take that. Welcome back to One for the Weekend, the best podcast you've never heard of, unless you have heard of it. If you're here for the first time, welcome. It's a sort of mix of craziness, nonsense, bits, and football chat. I'm James, this is Flav, and over there is Tanvir.
Big dog.
Hello, hello.
Big dog. Woof, woof, woof.
Ow. What are you doing?
See? Yeah. Does it all the time. You do that all the time. Don't get shy now. Don't yeah. tell everybody
do
comes in the office.
Go on, do it.
He goes,
big dog. Yeah.
Doesn't do it as soon as he comes in. He sits down for a bit, calms down, gets himself settled down. And then he goes like this. He'll reach down and he'll go, hey, Jimbo, know what time it is? I go, oh. And he goes, porridge time for the big dog. Oh,
my God.
Every morning.
I've never done that.
Here are some reasons to listen. This is a podcast. It's on YouTube, and we love that you watch it on YouTube because we need you. We need you in the comments section because this is the best comment section on the fucking internet. All right.
It is one for a weekend.
But also, it is on iTunes. And if you want to get a shout out, that's probably your best bet.
So hungover.
I know, mate. We'll talk about this in a second. Oh, we're recording on Wednesday. Flav is trying to keep the spirits up, and I appreciate that. Hang in there. Stay giddy. I love that giddy drunk feeling. Yeah. It's nice, isn't it? Stay there.
This isn't a nice feeling.
Oh, okay.
I had 9 pints of Yakima Red.
That's all.
Actually, no, not true. Not true. Because I finished the barrel.
You finished off the barrel? What, just over your head?
No, I think a lot of people were drinking it and it ran out. That's the truth.
Wow. That's
so
a lot.
So then I moved on to another beer. Because I'm a fucking bloke, aren't I?
Yeah.
Because
blokes drink a lot.
I had to drink. It was so... we'll come on to it.
Okay. Reasons to listen. So go onto iTunes, 5-star review, then leave your review and we'll read it out. Dwight Adams, he says, quality, 5 stars. Love this podcast. Keep it up. Honestly, it's the best podcast you've never heard of. Flav's Lover says,
what?
Great podcast. Could be better, though. Let's get Flav wearing less. Huh? Tight white T-shirt and G-string, anyone?
Pay me.
How much? How much for that? Seriously. To do the podcast in a G-string and a white T-shirt.
$2,000.
$2,000. Wow. Okay. Leave that with me, guys.
No, actually, I don't. I've got loads of money. I don't need it.
He's loving it.
You know how I know that it isn't my lover? Because there's no apostrophe on the S, and I would never fucking sleep with someone so stupid.
That's why we haven't slept together. And Jim Jam 789, Flames equals Flames. Love the pod. Flames chemistry is quality. Basically a sexpert from their advice now. However, only listen on iTunes because James is a very ugly man. No need. No need. And actually, from the comments section, a couple of nice comments as well. Well, one, Copper Rabbit, hour and a half, 1.5 hours. Nah, can't do it. Gave him a bumper edition, didn't we, last week? Because essentially me and Flav don't see each other as much, so now's an opportunity. Just catch up.
Just have a chat.
This is a bit of us time, isn't it?
Exactly. But this was my favourite comment of the week. Drav Sharma said this. Hi guys, just checking in. I slogged through the entire week at my office desk in Mumbai. Monday to Thursday, crunching numbers on Excel files, one after the other, just so that I can go back home on a Thursday evening. Thursday evening to the tweet from James Alcott. Two L's, two T's, saying the One for the Week podcast is up. I make sure I get a quick taste of what's on the pod for that week, that night, and on Friday morning, try and make it early to the office just so I can sit with my cup of cappuccino, lay back, relax, and listen to you guys chat about women, relationships, and most importantly, football. Wow. This part of the week is really special to me, and you guys literally touch lives as far as India.
Wow, my brother.
The pod is unmissable. Great work, guys. Hashtag don't stop. Thank you very much, mate. I read that and I was buzzing.
Really?
So well happy.
Yeah. Jim, you've got to make these pictures bigger on your laptop, mate.
I know. But it's so jam-packed, this podcast.
Why'd you say my brother, then?
Yeah, why'd you say my brother?
What do you mean?
Because he's Indian.
You're Indian?
Yeah. Unless England comes calling.
I don't see colour. I don't see colour. Yeah. That's just me.
Oh, you don't see colour.
That's just me. Yeah,
okay. Jim?
You? No, I don't see it either.
No.
Yeah. But you seem to.
I can't. Yeah, so you got fucking issues, mate. Drav, mate, bruv. Brav Sharma.
Yeah.
Brav Sharma. Brav Sharma. Mate, what a lovely thing to say.
Very nice. Right, calm takes. Starting to get a bit of momentum. Please put hashtag, sorry I did that, hashtag calm takes. Hashtag calm takes in the comment section. Because it makes it easier.
Sorry I did that.
Yeah, he just has to sit on his hands.
And then he just
cranks. Just has to resist.
Brian said this about me. He said, it's really annoying. You edit yourself as you talk.
Mm.
I'm sorry. Anyway, Dave the Rave Schmidt said.
Brian now, is it?
First name basis.
True Geordie to the rest of us.
That's a true Geordie.
Yeah. Well, you're civilians, aren't you? Here's a calm take for you. So a calm take is the opposite of a hot take.
Sorry, just one thing.
He's a nice guy.
When I went over the kickoff and he hugged me.
Oh.
Have you been hugged by a large gentleman?
I mean, well, Brian,
he's got to disappear into his arms and you're like, God, I'm so safe.
Yeah, it smells good as well.
It does smell good.
Which you wouldn't, you'd wonder, wouldn't you?
Because yeah,
he wears vests a lot. But he smells great.
Yeah, he does
smell great. There's nothing wrong with vests.
Yeah.
Tammy loves a vest.
Yeah, he does. He's always
a jumper.
Well, do you know, like, big men in vests who've got big arms, I understand that.
Get it.
You want to show it.
Yeah.
But...
what's tea up to?
Normal people who wear vests are fucking suspects. Like, you wear a vest for no reason, right? A t-shirt under your jumper, that's fine. A vest under your shirt or under your t-shirt and then another jumper on top. What kind of fucking sex pest does that?
Sure. Please don't name the names if you realise who I'm talking about. But the example that came to mind when you were talking there was a guy who did a video. He's in the online world of football and he was wearing a Slazenger shirt and a sort of stringy vest underneath. And you could see both together. And I remember seeing it just thinking.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good. That's weird. Anyway, calm take is the opposite of a hot take.
You got a vest on now?
Yeah.
Show me. I don't believe you. Just show me your shoulder.
Actually, I don't have a vest like that.
Yes, Tammy!
How do you not know? How hairy
are you? I just either get up in the morning and I put one on or I just don't.
He's so hairy. It feels like you've got a vest on.
It feels like I do have one, yeah.
Really?
I've got that.
Do you ever just shave it off so it's like a vest?
Yeah, please do that.
Dave the Rave, come on. Referee decisions. Need to realise all clubs fans think they are hard done by.
Yes.
And that we've seen the rules are blurry in cases, so need to calm down and focus on how their team performed. For example, Arsenal played very well in the North London Derby last week, but I think that's been lost due to all the talk of the refs.
Very true. And over again, this has been illustrated, the goal, the Harry Kane, the penalty decision was correct. There is no, that is in black and white. If the when the ball's coming over, he isn't interfering with play until he attacks the ball.
Right.
He doesn't get a chance to do that because Mustafi goes through the back of him.
Right.
It's a penalty.
Interesting.
There's no debate. Oh, it's an agenda against me. Why didn't Arsenal win? Because you bottled jobs. You bottled it.
Going back to his point, they played far better than Spurs.
They did. And they had every opportunity and they should have won the game.
Yeah.
They had a penalty on the 88th minute. And what happened?
Missed.
He didn't just miss it, he bottled it. He saw him, he absolutely shit himself. And that kind of sums up Arsenal as a football club. They shit themselves.
One kick of a football sums up an entire club. Calm down.
Do you know what I love? People are going to hate this. You're gonna put a dislike on this if you want, whatever. But.
He's thinking about it.
He's lost it. Okay, back to you.
I thought that was a dramatic pause. Nope. He's just still drunk.
Ah, the best thing about it was how many times we cheated. We encroached on penalties. We encroached on their penalty.
Spurs are getting different level when it comes to like the shithousery.
Yeah.
Lost your way. Like the Spurs, the Chelsea game. Very aggy, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah, but like it's what we used to be like. Oh, Spurs are soft as shit. Don't worry, it's Tottenham. They'll bend over for us. And we used to. Mm. But now we didn't. And like
now you stand up.
Well, if
clench.
We're going down, we're going to fucking take a little chunk with us.
Know what I mean? Yeah.
The Pochettino, been two game ban.
Right.
For what?
Rightly so.
What,
for the Mike Dean thing?
Yeah. What?
Really?
Two game ban. And apparently, like, the FA loves Spurs or something.
Can I, in between a couple of other calm takes that we're going to go through here, here's a hot take.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like it's turning on Poch. I feel like it's going to start to go.
Sorry, did you not watch Champions League last 16?
You should have lost that game, really.
Should we?
Yeah.
Should we?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I just feel like the time and again, what the media wants, the media gets, right? And people are starting to turn on Pochettino. They are. They're trying to find the media. Yeah, because do you know, like last year, like Mourinho, this time last year, people were like, oh, Mourinho's done all right, you know. Then he went out to Sevilla, and then people started to turn on him a little bit. And then it became the story of the new season because Pochettino had a good year the year before. The rest of the managers were all quite new. There was no one else to pick on apart from Mourinho. Now, if Solskjaer gets the job, which it looks like he will do, he might be in the frame for the media to jump on him as soon as he loses a game. But otherwise, I think it's Poch. My gut, Mr. Gut, says that people are going to start to turn on Pochettino.
We'll see.
Just a thought. Just putting it out there. Just feel free to tweet me when it happens. And feel free not to, otherwise, because that'd be weird. Smart Alec, though, he says, Spurs are in the best position. Without spending big money on players, they've moved into a new stadium with the best manager, best core group of players, and are in a better financial state than they have ever been, whilst looking likely to reach a quarterfinal of the Champions League. Well, they are now in the quarterfinals. That's a smart take from Alec. Would you agree with that? Have Spurs got the best core group of players?
No.
Are they in the best financial state?
No, we're about £800 million in debt.
Do they have the best manager?
No, he hasn't won anything.
Poor take. look, it's our bruv Sharma.
Bruv Sharma.
He's got calm take. Why does everyone have their panties in a bunch regarding Klopp blaming the wind? You don't even blame the wind? Do people not get that he is taking the attention off his players and actually succeeding at it? Sir Alex Ferguson used to be a master of this. Yeah. Thoughts on the wind?
Well, I don't know about the wind, but...
He blamed the wind, basically.
Well, so why do people have their panties in the bunch regarding Klopp for blaming the wind?
Because the week before, he blamed Man United getting injuries for his team losing their rhythm in the game. I saw a great tweet like later in the week going, oh, Man United got 9 players out for their game against, I think it was
PSG.
Watford. Or so. No, it was in the week. It might have been Watford or whoever. They've got 9 players missing. I worry for Liverpool and their rhythm in their game against Watford.
But the fact that people are getting the panties in a twist regarding Klopp is because he's doing exactly what you said. Like, if he wasn't taking... If people weren't getting their panties in a twist...
That's the point, isn't it?
That's the point, yeah. Right. So, like, That you've answered yourself in your own question there, bro.
Sorted. Lewis, he said this. Celtic would be at least a top six team in the Premier League if they were in it.
No,
with the budgets of most of the teams. No, that comes from the Rodgers debacle. Lost his first game.
They
wheels have fallen off.
Name me one Celtic player that gets anywhere near a top six side.
I don't think that's his point. I would agree with Lewis on this one.
But you'd be wrong.
What? They would finish top six.
Well, they wouldn't.
No, not that squad. Right. But if you take that club and put them in the Premier League within 3 or 4 years,
so why
they're flying.
Why aren't Newcastle?
Because
Newcastle has a comparable in size.
Not sure.
There's no way.
They're not comparable in size. That's a good question, though. But Celtic got like crazy history. Okay. Probably more fans around the world. Definitely more fans around the world.
So that guarantees top six, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that
all
allows you to be
all their history, Tanvir.
In terms of a strong marketable brand, I would imagine Celtic would be able to make more money, and they'd be willing to spend more money because Mike Ashley, as we all know, is a prick.
Apparently, taking Newcastle off the market again. That's what I heard. Yeah, just does not give a shit, does he?
I'm just waiting for him to turn it into a shopping centre, a stadium. Just go fuck this.
Yeah, this is boring. This is really boring.
Yeah, Andy Flood. Final calm take for you. Any season in which Liverpool take 4 points from both United and Everton is a success. The bottling it agenda skews opinion, and the title race is far from over.
Yeah,
calm take there.
Yeah, it's the title race isn't over at all. And he's right, 4 points from United and Everton probably is a success most seasons. But you're not getting, it's the bottling thing is just the easy go-to thing, and we know it winds, no one wants to be called bottle jobs.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It is horrible, isn't it?
Yeah. The fact that Liverpool were 5 or 6 points clear, was that, they were at one time 5 points? I think
it might have been seven. Was that set up? Set me up there, come on. I think it was nearly 10, wasn't it, at one point? I think we had the opportunity to go to 10 points.
I mean...
what do you think about that now, Flav? That new information you've been given?
They bought it.
What's
considered? Do you know what we should do? We should create... What is the criteria for bottling it with Liverpool? At what stage will it be bottling it? Or have they gone past the stage where they can't bottle it now?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there a sort of...
So they've already bottled it once, I guess. If someone said that. Have they? I mean, let us know.
What? It's a tiny bottle.
Comments below. Yeah, like no, the bottled ones, because if you're like 7 points clear, that's like bottling it, I guess. But they can get it back in the position. So now that's done with, right? It's been called bottle jobs. They can process it, move on, right? But if they somehow manage to go top again, you've got another chance of bottling it.
But the accumulation of the bottle, that's what I'm interested in. So the initial bottle, that's like one of those like 30p little mini bottle, right? Little Panda Pop bottle. Right.
Yeah.
Well, like the old.
No, that's quite big. I think that's more like a. It's more like a. Well, let's say an Orangina bottle.
So it's an Orangina bottle right now.
They've Orangina bottled it.
Great. This is brilliant. Right. This is real football chat, lads and ladies. Sorry, Dotty and Emily.
the two that live.
I think if there's more, let us know. What shape of bottle is this bottle? If they are to bottle it, is it a little mini cola bottle? You know, that you get in a pack of Haribo. Oh, I would say it's that right now.
No!
It's bigger than that. You're going Orangina. You're going Orangina.
Orangina bottle.
Fucking hell.
Coke bottle.
Orangina, and it's got bits in it as well, isn't it? Your Orangina. Like what does that resemble?
That all the players.
The wind.
The wind.
T, what sort of bottle is it? Is it a bottle?
I'd say just a Ribena bottle. Just a £1 one.
£1. It's bollocks though, all this bottling in it. It's bollocks.
You doing that to sort of cover your own agenda?
Yeah, because
Spursiness.
Yeah, because eight. There's eight teams left in the Champions League. Everyone who doesn't win, it's a bottle job.
No. Not Ajax haven't bottled it now, have they?
Because they've gone well.
Yeah.
So where's Spurs' ceiling?
It's about exceeding expectations. So
there's
good point.
Zero
good point.
Chance.
Good point. Good point. Semi-final is not bottling it for Spurs.
But let me guarantee you something. If we get Ajax next round and get through them, or Roma, something like that, it's nice. It could be kind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And fuck it. We'll have Barcelona right now. I'd have Barcelona right now.
Why not?
Why not?
But I'm telling you what's bottling it.
So we get to the semi-final, but we lose.
Yeah.
It will be all over the place. We bottled it. Another set will be fine.
It just depends how you lose.
No, it ain't. It doesn't. It does. They're not like, there ain't people out there. There ain't people out there. Yeah, it's not nuanced. There ain't people out there going, they play well, so I won't call them a bottle job on Twitter.
So that's what I'm saying. Let's define this, people. Define if bottling it.
If you exceeded expectation, then yeah, you shouldn't be a bottle job.
Do you know what it is? It's about watermarks, right? So Liverpool, they hit the watermark of like 7 points clear. Okay, so do we judge them by that watermark, or do we judge them by the initial expectations of the season?
I think also you've got to add another nuanced debate about it as well. There's that for sure.
Okay,
but you've also got about how.
Can you answer my question at some point?
What is it again?
So, so Liverpool start the season. You go. What do you want from?
No,
season?
No.
He would go. Pay Jack or whoever would go. I just want us to challenge. I want us to get close. I want us to move forward. I want us to have more points, right?
25 points.
So that's the expectations, right?
Yeah.
That's the expectations, okay? They have, along this journey, their watermark has splashed up here. You know, 7 points clear, we're going to win it, okay? Say they end up back where they were at their expectations at the start, which was not to, you
know. Within 5 points.
Within 5 points, exactly. That, for me, that's not bottling it. Just because your watermark was splashed up there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But a lot of people will call them bottle jobs because they got into that position.
Yeah, but the motives of people calling them bottle jobs aren't, it's not about being fair, is it? It's about
irritating people. But that's what I'm
saying. You've also got
so
about
we can move forward as a community, we need to get a definition down. That's what I'm saying.
All right. I don't know.
Leave it to them. We'll read it out next week and we'll conclude this. Okay? What is the definition of bottling it? Let us know in the comments below right now. Okay. Well, that was good. I enjoyed that. Yeah. Tanvir's here, as you know. For those of you who are new to the podcast, we like to test Tanvir normally on his football knowledge, which is woeful.
Well, we've learned that there's other stuff he doesn't know.
We're trying to broaden both. We're almost broadening our horizons on how dumb Tanvir is.
I mean, it's not dumb, is it? It's just like general knowledge.
He's not big on history.
He's big on three things.
He likes to look forward, not back.
He likes
bums.
He likes bums.
He likes some bums.
He likes fingering, and he likes
anything.
He likes going into the barbers and getting a sharp trim.
He likes haircuts.
Yeah.
And that's working out.
Tanvir found a few grey hairs.
Quite a few, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, but when you've got like his hair is so black. Like I've never seen a hair as black as that. It's like jet black.
Yeah.
So it's gonna stand out.
It's gonna happen.
And do you know what?
A bit salt and pepper, nothing wrong with that.
You know what? A few grey hairs, refined.
Yeah.
And men look good with grey hair.
He's 20 though.
21.
Is that what 21. You are? 20. Well.
Anyway. So we've been testing on different things. Last week, Flav tested Tanvir on who was Bill Clinton. Tanvir sort of got it right.
So was he said American was Prime Minister?
American Prime Minister.
I was under pressure. I know.
So Flav, I don't know if you want to think of one, but T. Dyer Westfield, Bull Street OG, he's gone hashtag bettering Tanvir because we're looking to better him and educate him.
I'm not sure this betters him, is it?
Well, he's going to learn something here though, isn't he?
Yeah, go on then.
So, there are three things we're wondering, or he's wondering, if you heard of. Woolworths.
Yeah, that's like Argos.
It wasn't really.
What is it?
Go in there and buy all sorts of crap.
It's a shop. Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
You used to work there, didn't you?
I did. On the entertainment counter.
Entertainment counter. Well, yeah. First steps into the entertainment industry.
I was a designated sales assistant.
Designated?
Yeah, getting paid an extra 15p an hour.
Wow.
An extra 15.
The big bucks.
Yeah, it means that you could give refunds.
Really? Well,
I fucking hate
that. Marathon bars.
Do you know what? I got sacked from Woolworths. So I was allowed to resign because I stole a Twix.
Allowed to resign?
Yeah, they said a sacking me. They said you can resign.
Stop banging that.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't throw it, Scott. I want to refill that.
I ate a Twix and I stole a Twix and they caught me on camera.
What did you learn?
I was hungry.
And you learned that you were hungry.
So it was funny because they called me up.
Dumb, isn't it? Just
No, but listen, this is the thing. They installed cameras because they suspected people were nicking stuff out of the stockroom.
And it was you.
Well, I stole a Twix. I was like, fuck Woolworths, man. I'm getting paid £2.63 an hour. It was below.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! And I thought, I'm going to have this Twix, I'm hungry. And I ate the Twix and they showed me the video evidence.
Of you eating a Twix.
Yeah, I'd love to see it now. They and just stand out. But not only that, 15 people got sacked for nicking.
Really?
Other people were taking like lots of stuff. Like
just a lot of Twixes going.
No, Twix was, I think that's why they said to me, look, you don't, we're not going to sack you, but you can resign, so it's not on your, why did you leave a previous job? I resigned because I was fed up.
Taking it a bit too seriously, really.
Just a Twix.
It's just Woolworths.
Oh, then when you're 15, you're like, well, I wasn't that bothered because I went and worked in Mothercare in Marble Arch.
Right.
That was good.
Okay. Marathon bars. Heard of them, T?
No, not heard of them.
So, Matt, this will blow your mind. Marathon bars, right, are now something very different.
Yeah.
Well, the name's different.
Can you guess what chocolate bar is?
It's a chocolate bar that's in circulation today.
It used to be called Marathon, is now
we will be talking more about Arsenal Man United.
Is it like a sweet or like a chocolate?
Just tell him he's never going to guess.
Snickers.
Okay.
And Opal Fruits. What
also,
are Opal Fruits?
Also
has been rebranded.
Yeah, different name.
I don't know.
Starburst.
Do you know what? Opal Fruits, right? This is harsh, but we did do it. There was a girl who...
Hang on. What are you going to say?
She had a head the shape of an opal fruit. She had a really square head.
Like Willanee?
Like Willanee, yeah. And we called her Opal Fruit Head.
That's very
Look, nice. We didn't know. She didn't know. We never said it to her.
She
never found out.
Yeah.
But then right at that moment, at peak Opal Fruit Head laughter, which again, I apologise for. I was young.
You threw an opal fruit at her?
I didn't throw anything at her.
All right.
They changed the name to Starburst. And we were like, that doesn't sound as funny. So we kind of left it.
Yeah, because Opal Fruit Head's...
Yeah.
That's
good. Yeah. Have you ever heard of George Orwell?
No.
Right.
If you want a better Tanvir, let us know in the comments below. With some options.
Next week, I want a paragraph from George on what George Orwell.
I'm not giving you any. What work?
Come on. It's part of the show.
It's so hard on this. You can't do 2 minutes. Just learn something. Yeah. Bet yourself.
He cobbles this bullshit together, and it takes him a day.
Yeah. A day.
Yeah. Let's have a look at the fixtures for this weekend. So. Crystal Palace playing Brighton, kicking us off the 12:30 game on Saturday. And
tasty.
That is a tasty one.
That is tasty.
People won't realise how tasty it is and people get confused. But why is this a derby? It doesn't make any sense. Fortunately, we have someone on hand who made a documentary, short one at that, on Palace versus Brighton. And the crux of it is that it's actually a bit like the normal derby games that we think of. It's because one's called Eagles and one's called...
No.
Seagulls, isn't it?
Seagulls. It's to do with Alan Mulry and his manager, and there was a big dispute, and there was a game where it was a particularly tempestuous game, and Alan Mulry threw some money on the ground, some change on the ground, and said, that's all your club's worth to Palace or something like that. And anyway, from that point, that became a big derby, and because neither of them actually got a rival, really, had they?
No. Croydon and Athletic.
But yeah, if you are interested and find out at 11th, there's like a 7 or 8 minute little mini doc we did last year on it.
Yeah, because when Brighton came up. That is quite a big game for both teams. Brighton, they're both... Palace should be fine. They look better with Batshuayi up front through the middle. Mm. Is he good?
Is he good though?
It's difficult to figure
That's
out.
That's another one, isn't it? Is he good?
I think he is good.
Is he?
I don't know.
Craig, who's a Chelsea fan, I see he hates him.
Craig hates a very specific kind of striker who used to play for Chelsea. I'm not saying that.
No.
He seems to be.
Is that all right? No.
Is there a club?
Certainly not.
Mark that down. Beep it. Look, let's look at the evidence.
Yeah, the two players he really dislikes. Is there a team that you don't...
Drogba.
I did like Drogba, actually. Is there a team that you just fucking hate and you're not really sure why?
It's Burnley.
Burnley, yeah.
Yeah, turned on Burnley, didn't you, last
Burnley.
Week. Someone said in the comments they felt the way you do about Burnley, about QPR, because he was a Leeds fan, because of the way we played against him. Oh, really? Fuck off, mate. Beat you twice this season.
Speaking of which, it was 4-0. Fucking Brentford. Brentford comes in and slaps you about. Didn't they?
Oh, mate, I'm not going back there again. That is not watching football. I tell you. You know, we go, the game is, I wish it was like it used to be. Oh, the terraces are great, blah, blah, bring back the terraces. No. Don't bring the terraces back unless it's high enough that I can actually watch the football. There was a massive... Tell you what, this camera, right? Imagine you are a post. This is me watching the game. When it gets passed across. Fucking mess. Mess of a ground. Griffin Park. Joke. That's not watching football. Oh, I don't know what happened. I don't know. We lost 3-0. We lost 3-0. Fine. Okay. Penalty, I don't think it was a penalty. I couldn't tell you, though, because we didn't really see it. Joke of a club.
Got to go now, though, isn't he? This is getting ridiculous.
McLaren?
Yeah.
One win in two. One win in eight as well.
You lost eight out of the last nine games.
Seven of the last eight. But we have won one of the last two against one of the best teams in the league, so you can spin it either way.
No, you can't. It's time for him to go. The rot is...
Can I do it, actually, whilst things that people you hate and referees and goes against the calm take earlier in the podcast. Keith Stroud, or Shroud, whatever he's fucking called, go away.
No one knows what you're talking about, Jim.
Yeah. He's a ref. People know what I'm talking about. Everyone's had Keith Stroud, and he's crap. This tiny little man who doesn't understand what's going on. He's just scurrying about. He's lost. He's lost. It's so bad. He's guessing. Go away. Stop refereeing.
You're not over that result, are you?
Yeah, that's no problem. No skin of mine.
And then who you got next?
Who got this weekend? I don't.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, I can't remember. Shouldn't have given up a bit. Season's over, isn't it?
Yeah.
Season is over for the Rangers. No, Brentford won, fair enough. Adam was gracious in defeat.
Was he?
And he said, he asked, how are you? He said, how was Craig? That was about it.
Gave you a QPR smile after the game.
I actually found him in the, he was in the beer garden before the game. And I sort of snuck up and just started slashing his bum.
Did you? Was he with his mates?
Yeah. That's you know what's hilarious? Actually, I've got two shoe stories from my weekend's football. Mm. First of all, Adam's got this mate, and he is the guy that they like to sort of tease a little bit, but he's good. He's got a good bit of a patter back. Anyway, they're all having a party, and then one of them looks down and he goes, what's going on with your shoes?
To
this guy. I forgot his name though. He's like, what are you on about? But he was getting a bit shifty, yeah. Like straight away. And they go, we're like, what the fuck is going on? Your shoes are enormous, right? It turns out, he's like, and then someone trod on the front of his foot, and it was just shoe. he's either too lazy to get the right size, or he's got a cheaper version, and they were cheaper, and you could fold them back. And anyway, we made him get his shoe out, and he goes, oh, I've just got wide feet, I've got wide feet. He puts his shoe out and then he starts to like try and he goes, look, it's fine. Puts his foot and we're like, well, hang on, no, line him up. Anyway, he had massive shoes on. The other one, I'm walking out, we've lost 3-0, head down, look to my right, there's a bloke with no shoes on and blue toenail polish on, just walking out the ground.
He's a QPR fan.
He's a QPR fan. Yes. Just got no shoes on.
That'd be us.
But I was just like, do you know what though? I was like, what is this? Like, took a quick video of it and tweeted it and went, that's weird. And then couple of people were like, that is strange. And then one person was like, this guy's been doing it for years. It's a lifestyle choice. He's actually a really nice guy. And then the guy got involved going, oh, thank you. The guy, he doesn't wear shoes. That's his thing.
Well, so the guy...
Full stop, doesn't wear shoes.
Right, and he got involved on Twitter?
He didn't get involved. Someone went, oh, actually, I know this guy. He's a really nice guy. It's just a lifestyle choice. And I thought, felt a bit bad.
Yeah.
The guy came in and went, oh, thank you to the person.
What lesson have you got to learn there?
It is weird, though.
Yeah, but...
I stand by
what
that.
What lessons?
Probably shouldn't take a video and put it on Twitter. If I'm honest.
Well done.
Take it back.
Well done. You've done this before, haven't you?
Wigan.
Wigan.
Yeah.
That come back.
It's funny, isn't it?
And also...
It's how we learn, though. Live and learn. Probably one of my favourite phrases.
And do you remember the Snapchat story when we went to Russia? You insisted on filming that guy's hair?
No.
Really?
I don't remember it. Whose hair?
The on the ferry.
Ah, oh, that was funny.
Yeah, and I was like, it was a bit out of order, innit?
Yeah. But his hair was awful.
He doesn't need to be publicly shamed, though, does he? Just want you to be the best version of yourself.
Yeah, fair enough. Learn a lot. Always learning. Always learning. Good. At the football. But, I mean, he's going to have, like, piss on his feet and stuff like that. Strange, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, it is strange. I mean, you are opening yourself
his
up.
His rebuttal to that, someone said, look, it is weird. And he said, well, but you'll walk around in piss in your trainers and then go home and then wear those shoes again and again. I might have piss foot. I'm paraphrasing now. I might have piss foot, but I go home and I wash my feet.
I'm not sure that works.
Yeah.
That wasn't a good comeback.
No.
And look, I mean, if you're going to wear that, if you're going to walk around and paint your toenail blue and wear no feet, you've got to expect a bit more thick skin, both from the bottom of your feet and
yeah, from head to toe, really. Mm. Cardiff versus West Ham. Oh, it'll be tasty there, won't it? Cardiff, West Ham.
Yeah. Should kick off lovely.
Bring your shoes.
Yeah.
Huddersfield versus Bournemouth.
You know you're at like, it's a bit of softer shit football club and you can go and watch them with no shoes on without fear of...
Why is that soft as shit?
Because like, there's no movement, there's no like action, is there? He can literally wear no shoes and get away without injury.
The only thing that... I wouldn't agree with that, but I would say in terms of being soft, the blue toenail polish probably doesn't help. Cardiff versus West Ham, there'll be rucks aplenty, bring your knuckle duster for that.
I'll grab him by the fucking throat.
Yeah. Huddersfield, if you're part of those gangs, because it is just a bit fun that they have a ruck and then they carry on the rest of their week.
Yeah.
Let us know who wins. Huddersfield versus Bournemouth, Leicester versus Fulham in the Ranieri derby, Newcastle versus Everton. Those two hate each other, don't they? Newcastle and Everton.
Do they?
Yeah, they get a bit West funny Ham with Everton. Each other. Yeah, that as well. Southampton versus Spurs, they hate each other a little bit, don't they?
Southampton's,
yeah. They steal all their players and that.
I mean, Liverpool took over, but yeah, there was a period of us. We took Glenn Hoddle and Dean Richards in their shorts, RIP.
And Alderweireld.
Yeah, Alderweireld was on loan though, so we bought him from Athletic.
And Pochettino.
And Pochettino.
Got a lot in it.
Yeah.
And Man City.
Well, and Gareth Bale.
And Gareth Bale, yeah. Man City versus Watford. Man City go first this week after you.
Wanyama.
In the title race. Wanyama as well. Got a few, isn't there?
Poor old Southampton.
Poor little Southampton.
Like, if they could have just kept their players, they'd probably have, I don't know, finished in the top four or something.
They could be. Dusan Tadic as well. Can we talk about...
Tadic, Ajax.
Ajax versus Real Madrid. Hello.
What?
Get in there, Ajax.
I'm obviously fond of Ajax because the connection between Tottenham and Ajax, the fans and stuff, there's like an affinity there.
Oh, right. What a game. I absolutely saw him a new one. It was incredible. Brilliant. I love games like this, where like, it's the end of an era. There are games that you don't really see them coming, and that game is probably one of them. I'm sure people come out of the world and go, no, I really saw Ajax doing something in this game, but no one thought they were going
to win it. I spoke to our good friend Andy Brassel. He was at the Fighting Cock Social last night.
What a guy.
Was he? Lovely. You are invited him down. Because I interviewed him on the...
Looks exactly like Sean Derry.
Does. And he said he saw, he could see.
He could see, of course.
But he knows everything.
He yeah, Andy Brassel aside. I actually sounded a bit like
some interesting
Andy
things about Real Madrid. Like they just don't have, they're not spending on money. They're trying to build a new stadium. And it's a bit unlikely that they're going to invest heavily. And their wage bill is insane.
Yeah.
God, Gareth Bale's on £650,000 a week.
That's why he won't go to Spurs, right?
£650,000.
No one else will pay that much for him.
Well, have to definitely have to take. Well, if he don't ask to leave, then they'll pay his wages. His transfer. If he doesn't ask for a transfer, then Real Madrid have to pay up his contract. Mm. So, it's or the buying club does. So he's going to get all that money anyway. So he might. I don't know. I think Man United's probably the most likely destination.
Do you know what's tough is, I was watching something about, they were talking, reacting to the Ajax-Real Madrid game, and they were talking about, someone said, and the big clubs are going to come calling now for these Ajax players. I was like, Ajax are huge. In my head, Ajax are a massive club.
It's just
money, isn't it?
Yeah.
It comes down to money again.
I spoke, again, it's on some plugs for the Fighting Cock, but I spoke to three Ajax fans and did a podcast just talking about the relationship between Tottenham
and is
Ajax.
That behind the paywall, the Patreon paywall that's available now for all Fighting Cock fans?
That's free,
wow. But there's more great content behind the paywall, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Wow.
There's a WhatsApp group with 190 people in it currently.
And you could be in that? Could I be in that?
If you pay your money, anyone can come.
Wow.
Put the cup down, Fluff.
That seems like really good value.
There was coffee in that.
There was water in that one. But yeah, end of an era for Real Madrid. Arrogance. The arrogance of Real Madrid. The arrogance of Ramos.
Can I answer the thing about Ajax?
Sorry, go on.
Is they...
You threw your cup.
Yeah, sorry. They understand their size. And while Ajax are a huge club and their academy is undoubtedly the best in the world, they realise that the restrictions of the era of De Vesey means that they will never be able to keep their players. They can't pay them the money.
Yep.
So they always lose. But you think, like, the players around the world that came out of that academy and the fact that they've got De Jong, who's going to Barcelona. And De Ligt in
19. He's already been captain for a year.
He's incredible.
Well, he was amazing. And with Ajax, though, it's got to be difficult for their fans.
Tadic was the one from Southampton.
Yeah. So Tadic, Southampton fans must have been like,
where's that come from?
Where the fuck out of there? Absolute, like, little spin and then little ball, lovely. But yeah, if you're an Ajax fan, you've got to know that all these guys are going and we've got a few months with them and then they're gone and then you've got to start again. That must be really sad.
Yeah, it's gutting. It's gutting, but it's what they do, and it's just, they understand it, the system. The one that they were a bit fucked off with was Davinson Sanchez when Spurs signed him, because he refused to play the last two games of the season.
Really, that's a shame.
And he'd literally only been there a season. Ajax took a punt on him and brought him over from Colombia to play in Europe. And, it apparently wasn't him, it's his agent. But yeah, they were a bit sore about that one. But generally, they're okay about, they understand it's
part of the course.
And yeah, like I said, what a result. I mean, incredible result. And there was nothing more, Jim, there is nothing more than I would enjoy than a quarter-final against Ajax and going to Amsterdam. Although,
I'm
a little
Amsterdam.
Bit worried. I love Amsterdam. I'm going May 10th to May 13th, and I'm going to fill myself to the brim with magic mushrooms. I kind of hope Spurs don't go out there, because I know how English football fans abroad behave.
Right, and they're going to ruin it.
Yeah, just, you can imagine, can't you?
Would you go then? Because you've been having the social events, haven't you?
I'd love to go.
Call off the social event just to go.
It's quarterfinal like a Champions League.
I'm not your girlfriend. It's your choice. It's the third cup of the FA Cup, third round of the FA Cup. Using that excuse on me. Is that what you say to lads? But they'd have to understand. It's part of it.
It's a good shout. I haven't thought about that.
What about that, though? What about the Yankee?
They don't make much money out of them.
Can I just do this? Sergio Ramos, you arrogant prick. Take that. Huh? Oh, I'll get a booking. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
I'll see you in the quarterfinals. Shit. Oh, will you now?
I forgot.
You arrogant shit.
Did he not play last?
Oh, because he had his booking, didn't he? And do you know what the best bit of it?
Ah!
Little cherry on top of that Ramos cake. They're filming a documentary about him, and he was in the stands, and there's a cameraman on him. God, I wish I get to see that footage.
I'm sure you will.
And he goes, bom, 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 bom. Oh, arrogant shit.
Did you see the compilation of Arsenal?
I retweeted it.
AF Fan TV. Like, that's the issue, isn't it? That's why people get pissed off. It's because...
That's a job, though, isn't it?
That's their job.
No, that's
appreciate
they're trying
it,
to make their job.
Absolutely, yeah. But,
but then you have to take the embarrassment. And it's
funny
to watch.
But that's why people get... And other fans get annoyed with them. It's because they're giving ammunition to other supporters. They're making their club look bad, they would say.
Very true. Other big... Yeah, Man City get to go first. which I think.
Who are they playing?
Watford
come
at
on,
home.
Come on, City. Come on.
So actually, oh no, they don't go first. Sorry. Oh no, they do go first. Sorry. And then on Sunday, Liverpool, Burnley.
The thing is, with Man City, everyone can deal with Man City winning leagues. It's like a plastic football club. But.
I want Liverpool to win it.
But Liverpool. Shut up, James.
I do.
James.
I want Liverpool to win it. I do.
No, you
Man
don't.
City.
It doesn't matter if
doping.
Man City.
Yeah. They're doping.
Exactly. They're cheated. Fine. Let them
Liverpool,
win.
Liverpool, proper football club.
No, absolutely. And that's why they can't. They are a proper football club.
So it's like a void. It's a void year, isn't it? When Man City
win, it doesn't count.
It's a void
really.
Year.
It actually doesn't count.
I would never hear the end of it if Liverpool won the league.
Do you know there was a guy I was listening to a radio station calling, and a bloke, Man United fan, he said he would rather Man City win the quadruple than Liverpool win the league.
That's the only one that gets it close where they go, oh no, we've got the treble. We've got the treble anymore. They don't have the treble anymore, Man United. That's the only thing that we go, okay, Liverpool have it maybe. For Man United fans. Mm. But this guy, he would even let them have the quadruple.
Yeah. That's how much they hate Liverpool.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, but.
And then Chelsea versus Wolves. Wolves always up for a shock there. Maybe again this weekend against Chelsea. Good counter-attacking side. Chelsea a bit dodgy on the counter-attack at times. And then the big game of the weekend. Arsenal versus Man United. Thoughts on Arsenal after that game last week? Were you impressed by them in terms of their performance? And after this game, Arsenal got very lovely, jubbly running. And fourth is on. If they can get the win there and obviously beat those other teams. Not as simple as that, as we know.
Yeah, are they going to... I mean, you're saying
but
they're going to win 8 games
in a good position.
Do
you know, I was thinking about that one. I was thinking, you know what? If they get top four, I'm happy to apologise on this podcast. Because I've said from the start, they haven't got the squad to finish top four. But they've given themselves a chance.
I was impressed against Spurs.
What did you think when you saw the lineup?
I thought that we were going to... I thought they would struggle. I thought they were very narrow in defence. Mustafi as a right-back wasn't something I was expecting.
A lot of big names not playing as well in that game.
Yeah, they had Aubameyang and Torreira on the bench.
Never playing. And Kolasinac as well.
Yes.
Who would consider key players?
Yeah, Monreal's as good as, so... I mean, what I did see of Emery is he planned that match out in its entirety from first minute to 90. He knew exactly when he was going to make his subs. He knew exactly when Aubameyang and Torreira were going to be brought on, and it worked. Or they didn't. If I'm being honest, the only thing they didn't get is the result. But they definitely had the better of the game. But they kind of it was weird. It wasn't an Arsenal that I expected to see. They conceded. Possession, they let us have the ball. It wasn't as brave as they used to play under Wenger, but probably more realistic and pragmatic. Probably get better results that way. Mm. But the football, I mean, it's not as good. I wouldn't say it's probably more effective, but than Wenger's in the last couple of seasons. But it's nowhere near as exciting.
They would have taken a draw, wouldn't they? I think that, like, going into that game, that was the aim for them.
Yeah.
I know it's a derby game, but you want to frustrate.
You're taking the draw, but the way it ended, you know, with them having that penalty in the 8th minute to not score, you feel like it's a loss, innit? You feel like you've lost it. But if it wasn't a penalty, really, it should never have been given. So
that one, yeah, true. So.
They should. I explained this already. Yeah. But that it, like a lot of Arsenal fans were going, actually, I think it was actually DT, I think you said about VAR. Like, VAR's, like, I don't know, it might have not been him, actually. I don't know who it was. But if VAR was in, that would have been 1-1.
Would it?
Yes.
What, because of the things you stated earlier?
Yeah.
Right.
And we scored in the first half, but it was offside, marginally. Another day that goes in, it's fine. So it means roundabouts. They would be happy to a point, I think, and so was Spurs as it ended. And it was a really important one, really important. Because if we lost that game, we would have been 1 point behind us. And we still have to play Man City and Liverpool away. And as you say, their running is quite easy. But now it's 4 points. If they get beat by Man City and we beat Man United and we beat Southampton, it goes up to 7, then it's very hard for them.
Very true. But they do even have a chance at getting third, don't they, really? Four points is nothing. Especially when you have got to play Man City.
Yeah,
that would have been, wasn't it? Like, you know, we were talking about earlier, the sort of the watermark and then expectations.
They finished top four, that's a great season.
Yeah, and if they, God, if they can get third, that's incredible. That's an incredible season for them.
Yeah.
I think I've had Man United since I saw that stats thing, and then I looked at the injuries. I think they're going to still finish sixth, you know, because everyone's forgetting that Chelsea have got a game in hand. And because of that, they'll trundle along, get
Man,
their
Man
wins.
Man United have like won every game they've played so far, apart from one against Burnley.
Do you know what the problem is? And I've said it now. Draw money, I said it a couple of weeks ago, and I'm sticking with it. So I'm trying to spin things to make it work.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of evidence to say I'm going to be wrong. But I still got them. Yeah, I think they might be sick, you know.
Are you backing it? Are you giving him the job now, Solskjaer?
Yeah. I was going to be fair, after Liverpool, when we had so many injuries and stuff, he still did so well to like manage the team and put a good team out and stuff. So
did he manage to disrupt Klopp's flow, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. In games we weren't even playing them, which is impressive.
One of the three from the community was to talk about Brighton Palace. We've done that already. Snuck that in.
Most importantly, go and watch that feature.
Yeah, watch that feature on the Bullshit channel. Subscribe now as well. Max Chadwick, here's two others from the community. Watford's run this season, talk about that. And Troy Deeney. I saw Watford a few weeks ago where QPR played them in the FA Cup. And they were solid, they were resolute. And they got pumped by Liverpool the other week, actually saw that one as well, 5-0. But they actually had some chances in that game as well.
Mm.
But there's always one team that has a good season. Is at the top of that next league table.
Watford
done brilliantly. Yeah. They slowly like chipped away and accumulated a really good squad, yep, whilst having no
consistency, no manager, no foundation. You can't fault the way the club's being run. It's unconventional, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's Gracia. Is that how you pronounce
Gracia,
name?
Yeah.
If he gets sacked at the end of the year. Like probably typical of Fulham.
The problem they've got is exactly what happens to them every season now, is like they fall off a cliff in the last 2 months of the season. And so it'd be interesting to see if they can kind of keep it going and actually start to believe that they can do something a little bit different.
But they're bold though. Like they go out and they take chances on managers that no one's really heard of. The only sort of logical one they made was Marco Silva, which didn't work out for several reasons. They have got a really lovely squad and they're playing lovely football. That's the thing.
I feel like they lack a little bit of pace. That's one thing I think they're strongly. Yeah, he makes up for that lack of pace with that sort of that trickery that he has.
He's quick, isn't he?
I guess. He's more a technical player than a creative player.
And they've got the tenacity of Troy Deeney.
They've got size. They've got serious size.
Yeah, Kapua, Decore.
Decore, yeah, exactly. Deeney up front. He's getting fatter by the day. He's getting stockier and stockier. But like, yeah, that's his job, and he does it well.
And then you've got...
Even people like Cathcart's a good centre-back.
Pereira
is a player like that they were... I think... I didn't know anything about him, but when I've seen reports since, it's kind of... The fact that they got him, a lot of kind of scouts, your boy Brassel, he'd be... I reckon he'd be saying that he's quality. Well, he was at... I think he was at Juventus. But when they got him in, there were those kind of... Yeah, people were going like, wow, this guy's got something special and he's one of those players who could go back up to those, you know, top six sides.
Yeah.
But he's had a good season as well. And then even like little clever players like Cleverley or the guy from Derby.
Will Hughes
as well. Like all mixed together, they've got quite a solid mix of experienced players, solid players, and then a bit of quality as well. Had a great season, done really well.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's just like they're a proper Premier League kind of team now. Like you don't fear about them ever, even if you have no idea what's going to be there next
year.
It's
a good few seasons now, isn't it, that they've been in the Premier?
Four or five.
Yeah, amazing. Done well. Steve Costino wants us to talk about Balotelli's Instagram story celebration. Seen this, Flav?
No, of course not.
You've not seen it?
No.
It's literally been everywhere.
So he scored for Marseille. Penalty. Runs off. Lads are coming over.
Hang on.
He goes to a photographer or something, and he gives him basically Balotelli's phone, and it has his Instagram stories available to him. Boom, does an Instagram story celebrating with the lads.
Is he good?
I mean, it's just him celebrating with the lads.
He's good, yeah.
Thoughts?
It shows a little bit of ingenuity, because didn't know. He's acting quickly.
Pre-planning.
It was pre-planned.
Well, yeah, the guys, it's his phone, so he must have given him his phone.
I thought he did it on the guys... Oh, sorry.
No,
sorry,
no. I think it was his own.
I thought it'd be cool if it was just the fans' back.
All right,
but
no. Now the guy was like, whew, straight out with the phone. So very staged, very much staged.
I guess it's genius in for his sort of social reach.
Yeah, they got a little bump up there. Yeah.
He's you know,
DMs would be on fire, wouldn't they too?
Yeah,
I'd expect the old school would get like pissed off about it. Any kind of selfies or new modern culture that gets appropriated by players seems to be kind of scoffed at.
So what I wonder with a lot of this stuff is like me and you are kind of like we're caught in between the old school and the new school, and where do we sit?
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering what you thought about this. Because initially, I did it again, didn't I? With a bit of a temper, I've gone, game's gone. Retweeted and gone, game's gone.
Oh, did you?
And then later on, I thought,
it doesn't matter. Mm. Like, it's Balotelli as well, isn't it? You know, like...
Some people go, it'll go, look. Do you know what I'm more annoyed with when it comes to celebrations? The knee slide.
Because of the potential risk of injury?
No, because no one does anything else now. That's the only way to celebrate now. Is a knee slide. They run to the corner, do a knee slide. I get why you're doing it. We've all done it as a child at a wedding, done the old knee slide, and we've loved it. It's very gratifying. I get it. But we're not seeing any other new celebrations, despite us talking about this one, which is very original.
What's the greatest celebration you've ever seen, and what's the worst? Let us know in the comments below.
Yeah.
Do you know what's overrated?
Klinsmann was good. Klinsmann, it caught fire.
Yeah.
Didn't it? Everyone was at it. That was good.
He doesn't know Klinsmann is. But
do you know Jürgen Klinsmann is?
No, we've done that one.
Oh,
okay. Jürgen Klinsmann, if you don't know, had this reputation for being a diver. And he scored on his debut for Spurs. And his celebration was to dive.
I mean, he was a diver.
Yeah.
He's terrible.
Yeah, he was a cheat. You know, overrated? Oh, man, fuck off, you've had a baby. So what? There's fucking fuckloads of them all over the place. They're popping out everywhere. The world's overpopulated and you're celebrating bringing another little pollution maker to the world.
Who am I? Last week, we asked you, I was born in Birmingham, 1974, and I played for 5 clubs in the Premier League as a defensive midfielder. I won 40 caps for the Republic of Ireland. I was relegated for the first 3 Premier League clubs I played for. Read that really funny, sorry. Few people got it. I'm not going to read all your names out. Stephen McKinley, I'm going to read yours out, though. What a mate. You got it right. Lee Carsley. This week on...
He did... I think the Who Am I is Lee Carsley. Thank you and good night. So, didn't really... It's a weird sort of structure of your sentence. I think would suggest that you're not 100% sure, but the thank you and good night would suggest that you're utterly completely confident. So... Don't know, left a bit confused there. And I can just imagine him at the computer screen like this. I think it's Lee Carsley.
And then he realised it was.
Thank you and good night. Send.
Send. Do you think people do that when they write comments?
Send. Send.
During my career spanning 3 different decades, I played for clubs in 4 different countries. England, Scotland, France and Italy. I won the Champions League. 22 caps for my national team, but I was relegated twice from the Premier League. Bit of a response to the request last week. Hashtag players that make you feel sick. Do you want to sing a jingle for this one? Might be players that make you feel sick. Players that make you feel sick. Players that make you feel sick, sick, sick. Right. Jake Barlow, he says, Mario Balotelli. Spoken about him. El Has Juve does a bit because
it's Spitty McGee.
Yeah. Spitty McSpitface. Michael Owen.
Yeah, I have always hated Michael Owen because of that video with Neville Southall. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, where he's banging it.
There's like a 12-year-old kid in goal and he's celebrating, like dinks it over and he's celebrating. Like, hey, and Neville's like, well done, he's 12, you dick. Or something like that.
Very true.
Neville Southall is a ledge.
Joey Barton. He makes Jake Barlow feel a bit sick. Pablo Osvaldo as well.
Pablo Osvaldo, I think he's the one that...
Didn't he got in his trot, didn't he? At Southampton and...
Right, yeah.
Think of one for yourself, Lav, whilst I read out these last two. Tommy D, 2006, he says Lee Catmull is a player that makes me feel sick. He's a Newcastle fan though, so that's probably why. But he's got Peter Beardsley as his profile picture. Probably makes some... Peter.
He's been sacked by Newcastle.
He has. Yeah. And I was desperate on the kickoff. Those were going. I was desperate to do my Peter Beardsley impersonation. Didn't get a chance. Probably the shortest That's a world record, I reckon, for the shortest impersonation of anyone.
The player.
Golden Brown, he says, players make you feel sick. Martin Keown, that was the one I went to, if I'm honest, as a player.
I remember...
And Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Yeah, I do remember that, the way he was screaming in his face.
Spittle everywhere.
Yeah.
It wasn't very nice. Is there a player that makes you feel sick?
Yeah, Fabregas. Fucking hate him, rat.
Tanvir?
He's just got a name of player.
Yeah, he's got a name. sorry, don't worry. So that was right. That was on me. That's on me. That's poor presenting. not disappointing headlines time. It's not disappointing. It's confusing. Okay? So this comes from a tweet. So the headline essentially is the tweet. This is from a lady, Sydney LaRue Dwyer. She plays for Orlando Pride. Okay? Actually, there is a headline because I went to the article. US women's national team player, Sydney LaRue Dwyer, trains for Orlando Pride while pregnant. Okay? I'm fine with that. It's okay to be pregnant, right?
Of course.
It's okay to be pregnant. Just to be clear, it's okay to be pregnant. Right? But the tweet that she put out, she's gone, I didn't think I'd be starting off pre-season 5.5 months pregnant, but here we are. Again, I've got no problem. I've got no problem with her doing it. What I don't understand is why would you bother with pre-season, when you're 5.5 months pregnant? You're only going to get bigger. You're going to then have to have the baby. You're then probably not going to be able to play for a little bit. And then you're going to have to do pre-season again.
It's not that. It's also very dangerous.
Is it dangerous at 5 months? I would imagine the doctors checked her out.
No, so it's not, you can run and exercise. It's not dangerous. Like no, but the baby isn't going to fall out. But you may, she might get clattered.
Yeah,
imagine. You've got to be some kind of arsehole if you double foot her, haven't you? 5.5 months pregnant, you prick!
So, yeah, imagine. She's running down the wing. Take the lot!
Calm. Calm take.
Calm take.
It was just a joke that she's on Twitter. So she's not actually in pre-training.
She's just eating too much.
Up and kicks her about.
Right.
No, she is pregnant, but she's just like...
She's running in the second picture.
Yeah, I know, but she's like, she's probably just got a ball and she's running really awkwardly as well. Like, she has got like a bag of sugar in her.
Yeah, that's because... she's 5 months pregnant. Hot take for you. Shouldn't be doing that. Just
what?
I don't mind exercising.
Where should she be? Back in the kitchen? Is that what you're saying?
Whoa, Flav. If she likes cooking.
What do you mean, whoa, Flav? He's saying she shouldn't be out there because she's pregnant.
I agree. That's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Imagine she falls over. That's it.
And so what's the next step? Put her back in the kitchen. Is that what you're saying?
Make me a sandwich.
No one said that.
Well, that's what you're getting at.
Why, is she into cooking?
Probably not. I don't know.
I just don't see the point of it because you're going to be, you know, she's only going to get bigger.
Sure. I'm sure it was just like a play for retweets. And
that's a shame. She shouldn't be doing that. She's got 2 million.
Nor should Balotelli then.
Fair point. All right, Flames advice time. Here we go. My name's James. This is Flav.
What time is it actually?
We are.
Car's parked. You've got to hurry up, mate.
No.
You're going to be paying my £80 fine then?
How long?
8 minutes.
That's fine. We're in Flames.
All right.
Quick fire. So quickly, let me just read this. First of all, a bit of advice for you, Tanvir, from last week's advice where you went, just ask her out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for the pool says, what ridiculous advice from Tanvir. Do you know how many hopeless lovers' problems would be solved if they just asked them out? It's never that easy. These people come to Flames in a time of need for their calculated and nuanced advice.
Yes.
What they don't need is Tanvir coming in with lad voice. Just fucking ask him out. What's the problem? Love the pod, guys, but that really got my goat this week.
However,
remedied.
I also saw someone say to the advice you guys gave that it wasn't aiming anywhere because you told him not to ask the girl out.
Well, Tanvir, I didn't read that out, did I? I haven't read that
that's
out.
That's the point. There was also another comment.
Hang on, which side again?
Just take your medicine.
Mark Hollenbach, just checking in. Everyone check in, please.
Yep.
Just so we know you're right. A bit of advice for the community. Hashtag don't move is back. He's gone. In these moments, I find it best to switch positions or do a bit of kissing
do
or
a bit,
focus
do
on
a
her.
Bit of kissing.
Do a bit of kissing.
Or focus on her. Give the little guy a rest. This is way better for optics and... What does that mean?
I don't know what optics means.
And reputation as a lover, more importantly. You're welcome.
You are welcome.
Yeah, literally everyone does that.
Do you ever kind of stop mid-thrust to...
Don't move.
Give the old chap a rest.
Yeah. Yes.
What do? You just pause.
Just pause. And don't say anything. Just stay completely still.
So I'll play music, and just before we start, I'll go. Should we play musical sex chairs? And she'll go, yeah. She goes, why do we have to do this every time? I go, just play. And I'll keep the music on, and then when I'm struggling, I'll pause it.
That's good.
And then when he's all right, because he'll whisper to you, won't he? In your mind, you go,
I think I'm all right now.
And I go,
can't play.
Bam, bam, bam.
Keep going.
Back in it. Anyway, 8 minutes to go. Last week, Harry. Harry, we need an update. This is a quick chat. Harry, we need an update from you. There was 400 employees and he wanted to ask the girl out. You just went, I just want to come out. Mm. We gave him more nuance, maybe get the Friday drink going. We haven't had an update from you, so please give us an update. Will Otterson, that's this week's advice. And this is tricky. So Flames advice. Checking in, boys, and could do with some Flames advice. I'm in my first year at uni and there are no girls I'd pursue on my course. This past week, we started a new module which mixes students studying different subjects. Here's the predicament. Now, there are two very interesting prospects. Very attractive French girl and a more edgy star, but still pretty, Spanish girl. The girls aren't on the same course as each other, but obviously now we have a weekly class together. How do I juggle this so I can show interest both ways, be able to have a drink with them both separately, but then still have neither of them thinking there is any kind of weird vibe in class? P.S. One for the Weekend is a masterpiece.
Well, I would say to you, don't be a greedy pig. Don't be a greedy pig.
Interesting take.
Just fucking pick one. And if it was me, I'd go for cheeky Spanish.
Would you? Yeah. Edgy. Like the word edgy, did you?
Yeah, I like edgy. there's a couple of things. There's also the words that you've used.
Tanvi will be coming to you soon, so get some advice.
There are no girls I'd pursue. Pursue is a bit creepy. And
I think that's quite gentlemanly.
Subjects.
What?
He's like describe girls as subjects.
Where?
I know he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. leave it so you're saying he's been a...
No, there's another one. No, prospects. Sorry, prospects.
Right.
I'd say he's just prospects. Keeping his options open.
I'd say, look, talk to both of them, but I like the confidence, though. He's just like, yeah, I mean, obviously they're both going to want me. So, you know, I don't want to make the vibe weird.
Yeah, sure.
When you're at uni, it doesn't really matter, does it? Just dicks flying everywhere.
Okay, you can do that. Can you do a graphic like that? Can you find some dicks?
What, you want me to put some dicks?
Yeah. You want me?
Photoshop.
Yeah. I'm not going to put dicks on screen.
Might as well. If you can find one. Green screen, dick overlay.
Just put penis PNG into Google.
I think you're missing a trick there. This is uni. Dicks flying about everywhere. Get involved. I've got some advice, but Tanvir? What do you think?
I reckon he should take them both out for drinks separately and then not sit with either of them in the class. Cause
power play.
Otherwise, the other one will see.
Ignore them.
Away. No, just sit with his friends or do what he's doing.
That's
but
good.
don't sit with either of them. Otherwise, the other one will know that
is good.
There's something
that
going on.
That is quite good.
Or just pick one and don't like...
again. Boring.
All right, we're moving on for plan.
Boring. Yeah, is it he's dating, Grandad. Calm down. You know, you can have different prospects.
He's just not prospects. He's just keeping his options open.
But no, the minute he goes into the classroom, after he's had the date with each of them, he fucks with one of their heads, and that ain't all right.
Well, no, one could go completely
what?
Bad, and then that's
well, in this way,
he doesn't know which one he likes. You can't just go, that one. Because he might like both. Date them both.
Actually, do you know what, Will? Don't date either of them.
Ridiculous.
What?
Don't date either of them.
What I would do is... I think T's got something there. Don't sit with either of them. Sit with your mates. Make sure you arrive to the lecture with a few of your mates, so you're always in that group. But you can say hello to both of them, fine, cordially, right? Then take it online. So you can talk to them both online, and if you want to have a drink with them both, fine. And also, if they then want to talk to you after that and you want to do stuff, again, it's online, and that way you keep the two of them apart from
Tanvir, what you could do is you could date one, couldn't he? And then after two, sleeping with them twice, he could do what, Jim?
Yeah, Jim. What could he do?
Your car's parking's going to be...
Yes, it is.
It is. It's up, unfortunately. Strange advice.
Jim has some great advice for that exact situation.
It's quite good, but you've ruined it, Flav. They could have heard it.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
one thing. It's a quote from Toby Alderweireld. And we'll just leave you with this. It says, "We did well at Wembley, but to make it at home was difficult. The new stadium will be massive for us. In the North London derby, even at Wembley, the atmosphere was incredible. Imagine the atmosphere at the new stadium. There is no club like this in the world."
Oh!
I thought you were going to give Jim's advice, but secretly through that quote or something.
And no, you just missed out. This is more important. Spurs have played their last game at Wembley, everybody.
Wow, best winner trophy then.
That's not necessary.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.